Hello.
Hold a second, please.
I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Carla calling back from customer service. Can you wait? Can you hold a second, please?
I'm sorry, you spoke so fast, I didn't catch what we were
Oh,
saying.
I'm sorry. This is Carla returning your call back from customer support.
Oh,
Can I
okay. Yes, I
have
had
your
a debit on my checking account in the amount of $67.32. And I did not authorize that. Could you check that for me, please?
Okay,
My name is Mark with a K. The Neubauer is NEUBAUER. And on the debit
hold
card.
on. Hold a second, ma'am. I mean, sir.
Pardon me?
Hold one second. Let me get
Okay.
you. I need your zip code first, please.
02125.
And you say your first name was what, Mark?
Mark with a K.
Okay, and what was the last name?
Neubauer. N is in Nancy, E is in Edward, U is in umbrella, B is in boy, A is in apple, U is in unicorn, E is in exit, and R is in Robert.
Was U E what?
NEU, B is in boy, A is in apple, U is in unicorn, E is in Edward, and R is in Robert.
Okay. I have it. Okay, give me a few seconds to look up this account and I'll tell you what I see.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I'm still
Oh,
okay.
no,
I'm still
I'm sorry we're
here.
so quiet.
I'm still here. I'm
Okay.
still trying to locate that account. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, sir, can you verify your address for me,
5 Linda Lane, apartment 2-4, Dorchester, Massachusetts.
said. I had like $4. No, they weren't, because I just went in there with $4. Oh. I just went and bought $12 for my kids. Okay, sir, what can I do for you? Okay, let me see. I see that. I see that you have.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I did. It looks like you entered a sweepstakes for some cookware.
How much? What was this?
It was on the 10th of 12th of 2022. You entered a sweepstakes to win some cookware.
Yeah, and why are they charging me $67.32?
Yeah. Shipping and handling was $7.95. When you press that button for that shipping and handling, automatically enrolled you into a...
You're talking too fast for me.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. It automatically enters you into a membership with the company for a savings store. And it sent you a $125 gift voucher for use on the online store. If I cancel this account, you still will be able to use that $125 voucher online. But yeah, that's why you were charged that amount, because you you became a member.
No, I didn't want to become a member. I mean, if I wanted, why should I pay $67.32? I didn't want to become a member.
Okay. In the terms and condition, it states that when you press the button to enter...
Sorry, you're going too fast.
When you press the button for the cookware...
For the West cookware?
Cookware.
Cookware. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine. For the cookware...
Yeah.
It entered you in the sweepstakes, and when you press that button, if you don't cancel, and hold up, no, you automatically just become a member. When you enter in the terms and conditions, when you press that button,
I don't get the cookware if I don't pay the $67.
You're not going to get the cookware because it didn't look like you won that sweepstakes, and then you put in for a tablet.
No, I did not.
Did you pay $7.95?
I'm sorry?
Well, that's pretty much. You was entered to a member when you pressed the button on the sweepstakes to become a member. I mean, to win the items.
But it was a promotional thing, and you know that they select, you know, to some blaster thing. I don't know what it is, but anyway. If I won the cookware, it didn't say anything about having to pay anything or join anything to me. So,
did you read the terms and conditions? Because it's in the terms and conditions.
They put things in such fine print, and not only that, and they down at the bottom, they'll ask you, want to do this, and you have to look to say, no thanks. And they hide that on you, and it's so hard to see it anyway. But I always put no. I do not want to thank you. So, I mean, I don't want to pay this charge for $67.33. And if I don't win the cookware, I'm going to call the Attorney General's office.
Okay. Hold one second. Let me see what I can do for you.
So I want to be returned and credited to my account $67.33. Or 32 cents. Can they do that?
Let me see what I can do for you. Hold one second.
You know, you talk to the manager and tell him what I said, or whoever. I mean, I'm not trying to be disagreeable, but if you win something, you shouldn't have to pick something else up because they hide it someplace. You follow me?
Okay. I do understand. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled, and as a customer courtesy, due to the misunderstanding, I will credit your account with a 35% refund if you would like.
So 6732?
Yes.
Okay, and what happens to the cookware? I forfeit that?
As far as that, you have a chance of winning 1 out of 1,000.
I have a chance of what?
Of winning 1 out of 1,000?
No, because I've already won one, and they're charging me because of some stupid misunderstanding. I think I should get the cookware, and I want the credit for 6732. I don't think that's being unreasonable.
Well,
that's a deep subject.
We did give you a $125 voucher.
I don't want $125. I just want the cookware, and you know, that's it. I don't want to pay anything for it. If I want it, I want it.
Okay. Well, you can be. So you don't want the 50% off the. You don't want the 50% off.
50% off what?
A refund.
No, I don't want anything. I just want the cookware if I want it, and I don't want to be charged $67.33 for some misunderstanding.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second.
You there?
I'm still here. I'm just going to refund you that the money and cancel your account.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to refund that amount and cancel your account for you.
You're going to credit my account, correct?
Yes, I'm going to refund the $67.32, and I'm going to shut your account down so you will no longer receive any billing from us.
Okay, but I'd still lose the... Do I still lose the cookware?
Oh, the cookware.
Oh, I want it. If not, that's a misrepresentation, and I don't think the Attorney General would like it.
Well, only thing I can do for you as far as the cookware, it was a sweepstakes. You had a chance to win it, and you should look in your email to see if you have. It's 1 out of 1,000 that you can win.
Do me a favor. Just credit my account for $67.32, and I'll forfeit the goddamn cookware, and I will never get involved with your company again.
Okay, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Give me 1 second. Let me give you, can you get a pen and paper so I can give you your cancellation number, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you get you a pen and a piece of paper so I can give you your cancellation number, please?
Okay, the confirmation number. I think that's really lousy, though. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hello?
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Oh, I don't... I'm waiting for the confirmation.
Okay, hold one second. Okay, your confirmation number is C as in cat, 262-666-929.
Can I repeat that back?
Yes.
C as in cat, 262-666-929. Correct.
No, you're missing a no? six. It's C as in cat. 2-6-2-6-6-6-9-2-9.
Oh, I see. It was 3 6s.
Yes.
And will that be done today or what?
Oh, yeah. That'll be all. That's your cancellation code. You should receive your refund in 3 to 5 business days. You will no longer receive any billing from us because the account has been canceled. Sorry for the inconvenience. Thanks for calling customer support.
So I do still lose the cookware, right?
Yeah, you didn't win it.
I didn't. Why not? I won it right in the beginning. That's why.
Oh, well, you need to check your email. If it's not your email, you need to check your spam or your.
Okay, we're square. Never mind. I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay. All right. Sorry for the inconvenience. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye, baby.